The COVID-19 pandemic taught many of us many lessons, but one of the most significant things it taught the medical industry was the importance of testing and diagnostics. And in an article in The Conversation, Angelica Lutz, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Pretoria, argues that the need is dire for further testing science to continue. Otherwise, it won't be possible to predict where the next pandemic might come from. She joins us on the line now to explain her theory. Angelica, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us. When you describe the critical shortcomings of existing diagnostic techniques, what are you referring to?
Oh, good afternoon. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share this article with you. I think from the standpoint that I come from is that during the pandemic, we sort of got to know that the diagnostic techniques aren't equipped enough or sensitive enough for low and middle income countries, and that the current techniques that were there are required too much expensive equipment and technicians to operate it, and that it wasn't accessible to everybody. And thus, there was a requirement for better diagnostic systems to be put out there.
And I think everybody sort of swung into action very rapidly when we were thrown into the midst of this dreadful pandemic. Is there still action being taken in this regard, or have people sort of become complacent now that the pandemic has eased?
Yeah, I think people have become a little bit complacent. There are over 2,000 tests that have been developed since the COVID pandemic has come forward. And this number shows a very overwhelming response from the diagnostic community, but it also masks the immense challenges that were faced in the development and dissemination of these tests. So a lot of research has been done on the tests and stuff, and I think there's still a barrier in getting actually the research out to the general public or to the doctors or hospitals.
And when you say that, unless further strides are taken, it won't be possible to predict where the next pandemic might emerge from. What are you referring to? Could there be another flu pandemic such as COVID, or could we be facing something entirely different that we might be missing?
Yeah, I think at this point, we're not actually sure where the next pandemic will come from. And I think that's where the perspective of disease diagnostics comes from. And general surveillance. With good diagnostic techniques, you can kind of keep track of what diseases are out there. From my perspective, I'm looking more from a veterinary perspective, as I'm at the Department of Veterinary Tropical Diseases. Mm-hmm. And actually doing surveillance on the diseases on the animals can give us more of an indication of a disease that might become a problem or a future pandemic.
And what are some of the challenges that you face as a researcher in this sector?
I think mostly as a researcher in South Africa, being more towards a low and middle income country, we've got very much financial constraints, not enough investment in research in that perspective. Mm. And then the inequality in terms of access to reagents and data sharing from higher income countries, it becomes a bit of a challenge to be able to do your research to the point where you can actually contribute.
Unfortunately, we don't have more time. I wish that we did, but if listeners would like to know more, I would encourage them to read your article in The Conversation, Angelica. And where can people find further information if they'd like to?
Further information, they can look on our website, the university website. There's many, many articles available. I think if you type in Google diagnostics of COVID diagnostics and the future, there's a lot that is out there for people to read up on.
Angelica Lutz, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Pretoria.